It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys. Put it in the calendar.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 944.
How are we? What is going on?
We're just being silly.
Yeah, we are. That threw me off my intro. What is happening? What is going on, Gronks?
Apparently, Jess was saying that I'm hyperactive today.
So you've one of the first nights at your new place where you're coming into work the following day.
Yeah.
And you're into this new routine, which we had a meeting this morning and it was 9:30 and you got here like a few minutes before because it took you an hour to walk from your new place. Mm-hmm.
And 56 minutes, I think.
Yeah. Which is a big walk. But the reason I think you're hyperactive, unless you were having monster energy drinks on the way in, it's because of the endorphins. Mm-hmm. This could be Josh Jansen actually happy. Yeah. I'm not saying, is this a sign that Jess thinks you're just a sad sack? And you've actually just done a bit of exercise and felt good?
I think, do you know what I think it is? It's when I have my own day, like, sorted. Like, I feel like I don't, there's nothing that's, I don't have any responsibilities for anyone else. And I can just focus on what I need to focus on.
Oh, you'd love being a dad. And so, what does that mean, though? Break that down. Because you've got a partner. So, you do think about someone else, of course. Yeah. Do you just mean a work day?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, there's nothing today that I have on that I don't want to do.
Okay.
This is the feeling. This is the feeling that I had a few months ago when I was on a project, and you and I got in the car, and I said, I was like, "Man, having George is so good. I just feel so good that tomorrow I don't have to edit this. I'm on cloud." And I was like so fired up. And then the next morning, we had a whip, and Jess and I were speaking, and she said, so you've got that edit now. And I went full sulk. What do you mean? I thought George was doing it. No, George is out today.
And it was a remote meeting. Yeah, so it's just silence.
Yeah, I've got to go.
I think he's frozen. I think Zoom's not working.
And I'm this hyperactive and I have a cold sore.
Yeah, that is seeing, you know, seeing the best in
the
life.
Rose, what is the saying?
God, having a cold sore sucks.
What is the saying though? Seeing the roses.
Rose-coloured glasses.
No. There's like seeing the
right side of life.
No.
Glass see the half full. Empty. Yeah, that's
seeing
it.
The roses instead of the...
Stop and smell the roses.
No, it's not that one either. Seeing the something over the something.
seeing the...
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Okay, what are we trying to say?
Last night I got woken up. Meow. Just meow.
Bodhi being a cat.
He's at the door. 2 a.m. He's purring. No.
Are you worried about how often he is a dog?
Well, he just likes to sort of get into be a puppy. Mm-hmm. It's funny because kids like to be babies as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got woken up by this cat. We don't own a cat. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of cats. I like cats are fine, but I'm not a fan of them. Yeah. Anyway, this
So you're in bed and it's meowing and it's at your door?
It must be because it's so close and and it's so loud and it sounded like it was distressed, but and I still didn't care. Still did not care until I needed to go get something from the car. I had like a blocked nose and I couldn't sleep. You know when you wake up, you're like
oh yeah.
And you like you need to clear your sinuses.
Bree has some serious sinus issues. Where do you reckon go for that? Your eye nose doctor.
Yeah, ear, eye, and nose doctor. That'd be the...
Isn't it? It's sort of...
That'd be the best.
It's a lot after.
Well, they cover the, you know, up the top.
You could just call it a sinus.
Orifice doctor.
Yeah.
Except they don't do assholes. Yeah. So I went to get something from the car. I didn't check the time because, you know, it's annoying if you're having to get up at night and you didn't, it could be 4 and then that's really annoying. And so from my calculation, it probably was like 3 a.m. It was still the middle of the night. I opened the front door. Meow. Fucking little pussy is at the front.
Oh my God.
Runs off.
You've told this whole story so you could say pussy. Are you happy?
And so I go down to the car and I realize the car's open. Like it's, I just left it unlocked. But the cat had run down to it at the bottom of our driveway and was just looking back at me. I was like, for one, Gronk, whoever the owner is, you're not allowed to leave your cat out at night. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could have got out. And then I, anyway, got my stuff from the car, went back to bed. I have been trying to work this out, this something out. In my backyard, I saw a shit. And it wasn't Bodie. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Amy. It was me. No, it wasn't me. This thing looked like a dog shit. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm convinced, because our property, you can't, you got to get through the side gate. And then I was like, has a dog, has someone been in here? Someone taken their dog into our backyard and just let it crap? It's a bit scary. It's the cat, dude.
You need security. Like, how good a security cat? I feel like you have, over the last 6 months, you've become obsessed with the idea of security cameras.
I know. I'm just, I don't know what to fork out. How much should I fork out to mm-hmm. get some? But it would be solved if I had security cameras. I would know, was it a cat or was it an intruder with a dog? Because cats just jump the fence. But I don't know cats well. But if you've got a cat and you've come in and thought a dog's entered this house.
Mm-hmm. Is it a big cat?
Nah, not that big.
The way that it was meowing didn't sound too big.
Nah, I mean, cats meowing mm-hmm. sound feline. Like, they sound sort of like-
feline.
Well, I was just thinking about they're a feline mm-hmm. and the soft, it's like a female's voice is usually quite-
What is a feline?
Feline is a cat, isn't it? A feline.
So, when you said, oh, you know, well, meows like a feline.
No, it is a feline, but it's, think about a cat, a dog, roof. A cat, meow.
Mm-hmm. Is there some
very
sort of connection?
Sort of difference.
Is there a connection?
Even male cats don't sound mm-hmm. that aggressive. They're not going, meow.
But are you saying that a feline has something to do with female?
That's right. I don't know. Yeah, I was just I don't think in my right. mind saying
because there's
it,
male like, and female cats.
Yeah, but I was like, they're a bit femme. Cats are femme, even if they're boys.
Feline.
That you reckon? Soft natured, like they're not like a rough pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
See, like it
yeah,
has
they're
ball,
more
like,
sort of independent. Yeah, they're like.
Do cats have testosterone? Male ones. You'd think they would.
Feline.
You'd think they would. Anyway, what ended up happening? So I'm convinced that this cat I saw last night was its shit and it shat like a dog, like a big dog.
Mm-hmm. So just so you know, relating to or affecting cats or other members of the cat family.
Is a feline.
Resembling or suggestive of a cat.
Yeah. Look, people love cats, so, you know, I'm just not a fan of them. But I'm onto this cat. I want to know where it's from. I want to know who its owners are. And I want to take it back there.
Yeah. Well, it'd be good to... So, my dad, when we had possums near our house, he painted its tail because he thought that it kept coming back every time we would catch it and then let it go.
Well, the possums all look the same. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. You can't hair, do you? Unless it's got a pink tail from mm-hmm. your dad,
yeah.
You don't know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's probably more of an offence to paint someone's cat than it is to spray the tail of a possum. You probably can't do either. Mm-hmm. It's not right. On the way to work this morning, driving down our street, I see this car window just smashed out. And it's like they had a hook and they smashed the window and pulled the window, the whole sort of like,
oh, wow.
You know how that is like safety glass.
Yeah.
Just on the ground. Mm. And I was like, this poor bugger. I know this house. Horrible. So we drove past it and it's like, oh, poor guy. Lucky my wallet didn't get stolen out of the car that I had left open. Another street, another car. This young P plated dude got this.
This is all in Abbotsford.
No, this is in my house.
Oh, really? House. Oh, shit.
This is
in Bulleen.
Bulleen. And so there's been some absolute gronk mm-hmm. who's gone around smashing.
So
and
you
getting,
really need cameras at this point?
I need cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Because what
a
if that
dash
was my
cam
car?
Would be. So if you had a dash cam, that would be handy too. Yeah. That you could have on like motion sensored because you can do that.
Well, most of the dash cams, are they? Like they're. Well, some you can probably have running all the time when you're driving, but then when you're stopped, it just turns on. Dude, if you want a good 2 hours to kill, watch dash cam footage. Yeah. You're into it.
I've watched so much.
Dude,
of it.
It's just, I had to stop watching it because all like Aussie dash cam drivers can't just fuck. Like just it's the reaction you give when you run up the back of someone.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, or someone does it to you. It's just, but Bodhi was yelling.
it's not a good look.
Absolutely not.
With my walking, it's 40 degrees in Melbourne. Can we just talk about the heat for a second?
It's going to be a hot day.
It was hot yesterday, only 35.
Mate, yesterday I was walking to the pub and I was like, I'm fucking dried out.
I'm so dehydrated. Like, so I've been working towards hydration for the last 2 days. I think I'm still, I'm not joking. I think I'm still dehydrated from the Grampians.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I know, but I'm drinking heaps more water, but also, with this hot weather, I've got to change my coffee order. I can't just do my normal coffee. Are you getting, what are you getting?
I actually drink hot coffee this morning, but it's, if it's morning time, I can do it. But yeah. I tell you what, if you live in Melbourne, you haven't been to the Fitzroy Gardens, man, it's beautiful. Bodie and I just wandered through there. It was very hot on Saturday morning, but we just, he was on his scooter and I was walking. It was just magic. These old trees. And there was a little cafe there and it was hot and I was sweaty. And so I got a iced latte and it was real good.
Well, I feel like there's so many different sorts of iced latte. Like when you say an iced latte, you could end up with ice cream.
Well, I said to her, "What, when you say iced latte, what does it look like?" She said, no. She knew exactly what you're thinking and what I was thinking.
Yeah.
She said, so we've got long black on ice or you have just a latte. Shot of coffee, milk, ice, or you've got the one with ice cream. She said that. You've got the one with ice cream.
But then there's a one, so I don't want the normal cup because it gets soggy. So I want the plastic cup.
Dolphin killer. You want
that one. Yes, the dolphin killer.
No, they're pretty recyclable.
They do put a paper straw, which is a whole nother issue.
You know what? I literally was thinking, when I was ordering it, I was like, I really hope it comes in the plastic. And there's something about the like the ice clanging together as you walk. You feel very American. Like, don't you reckon? you feel like you're just
like America.
No, but I reckon the Americans are onto that fucking like iced everything. No, but iced everything. Like think about the iced drinks that they have. It's not huge here.
Yeah.
It's not huge here.
I feel like maybe because we went to LA and then a couple of months later, we went into lockdown. I feel like every situation that I've been in, I think, oh, this reminds me of LA. Like just being out, I'm just walking on a street. This reminds me of LA. I think it's the weather as well. But I wish there was a universal way to get a cold coffee that where you don't have to over explain.
Yeah. Well, it's also the venue that you go to.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can just stuff it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I've got the old one with ice cream before. And I was so devastated.
you devastated.
Ate it, I fucking ate it. And I enjoyed it, but I didn't want to eat it.
Do you have many mosquitoes near your joint?
At our place, we've got some at the front door. They're always waiting for us. This is where they come in. I'm going to kill them. There's a real big problem at my son's daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And
he ends up with mosquitoes.
Have you seen his legs?
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
That was what I was like as a kid.
Did you, because you, your mum, classic.
Called them school sores.
They weren't school sores. That's a pretty serious thing, school sores.
Well, she would say, you're the school sore kid because you keep scratching your sores. You're scared, because I would get like, I would, and so last night, like the last two nights, I don't know where they've come from, but we've had mosquitoes in our room and I actually woke up. I went to bed at maybe, it was like 9:45, 11:30 I woke up and the bottom of my feet were so itchy because they'd been fucking like sucking at and my feet, like I've got real veiny feet.
You reckon they've just hooked straight into a vein?
Yeah. And I was just wondering as a kid, they loved my blood. And I wonder if there's mechanisms, because then I don't like spraying shit around. I ended up putting on some stuff. What is it called? What's the mosquito stuff called?
Like a rid.
Rid. Yeah, and then I also took an antihistamine.
That's not going to do anything.
It's going to fucking stop all my the bites.
The reaction to it. Does that work?
Yeah, yeah. So if you get a bunch of, if you get like an insect or something's bitten you, just take an antihistamine.
Dr. Jansen.
Well, you think about it. What is the, when you get a rash or something, or you've got the, what's it doing? It's sending histamine
Yeah.
And so what do you want? You want an antihistamine.
Several specific factors can attract mosquitoes, mm-hmm. including the carbon dioxide you inhale, your body odor, uh-huh. and your body temperature.
I think it's the temperature because I run really hot. Yeah. And so, Bree doesn't get bitten nearly as much as me.
So, a combination of these factors likely makes certain people more attractive. So, maybe you're a triple threat.
Yeah. I'm hot in the mosquito community.
You inhale carbon dioxide, your body mm-hmm. odor, you stink. They've gone for your feet. They love it. It's a real problem. I remember this kid, it was like, you know, hear those things when you're young. So it could be like a old, you know, wives' tale. But mm-hmm. this one kid was like, well, it wasn't that because he was telling me it's something that he did. But he's like, mate, I can hold my hand and get when a mosquito's on it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, once I let it suck the blood until it blew up.
But I was wondering how long
can they suck for?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nothing worse. And I don't know. I mean, you think hear about malaria and things being mm-hmm. transferred through mosquitoes.
Isn't there something not in here. Geelong at the moment?
I don't know. Jess was there over the weekend. Maybe she brought it back.
You've got to be careful of mosquitoes, I think, at the moment.
Well, we're pretty fortunate here in this country in terms of the disease from mosquitoes, but malaria is a real big issue. But there is nothing worse mm-hmm. than smacking a mozzie and it just a big bit of blood.
Ugh.
And you're like, whose is that? Is that Trevor next door as well as, you know,
it's
a
not
small
ideal.
Dead carcass?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked. Mozzies are the worst, man.
Yeah, so it's saying there is something happening. Health advisory.
Jess and her girlfriends were out loose. Look out.
So it says health warning on mosquitoes and a Ross River virus in southwest Victoria.
I know.
Residents and visitors in the Surf Coast, Geelong and Bellarine Peninsula areas of Victoria are being warned to protect themselves against mosquito-borne diseases such as Ross River virus and Barmer forest virus. Ross River virus has been detected in mosquitoes in Anglesey.
Oh.
All the rich fucks with their beach houses deserve it. Just take them out.
Oh, Ross River.
Yeah.
Dude, that's no good, man. Anyway, I feel like when I'd go to your apartment where you mm-hmm. used to live, you'd have the doors wide open. And I would think to myself, I wonder if these guys get mosquitoes. I should have just asked you.
Didn't get a huge, so on certain sort of weather days, when we lived in, so we used to live in Abbotsford before the last apartment, it was a on the river, on the Yarra River. Yeah. And there you'd get mosquitoes because it's near water.
Oh, dude.
And so you'd get a lot at that point.
And so your place now, you reckon they're
coming? Yeah, I've just got to work out where it's like they're not so at the...
Do you leave the doors open?
There's one like bathroom sort of thing that you can sort of like crack open. And I reckon that because it's got like an ensuite thing, I think that's how it's getting in.
Well, it's either Bree can't breathe from your shit or you get mozzies.
Yeah, we have to pick one. No, we've got two toilets. So I... We've separated at the shitting versus the general getting
for both
ready,
of
which
you?
Is nice.
We both.
There's something. If you can avoid brushing your teeth or keeping your toothbrush next to a toilet that you're shitting in, I think it's good hygiene. But it's a luxury.
It is a fucking luxury. Uh-huh. Everything we're talking about is a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
No mosquitoes, mm-hmm. Killius.
Did you end up reading?
What, as in?
In general, I just know that you had rum dust.
Yeah, I've got that. I read the first bit. That book wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Uh-huh. When you say first bit, do you mean the blurb?
Nah, so it's an interesting layout. So it's like...
It's a picture book.
It's almost. Almost. It's almost like a quote book. So you see the
Instagram.
Book. Yeah, you see the book and then half of the book. So there's like, it's like a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
The center contents is this brown paper. That is quotes and has kind of like some imagery on it.
Uh-huh.
And so I've got up to the quotes bit. I read the first bit, but then I'd even just, it's interesting these people who release books that you hear the content, they've said the mm-hmm. content, and it's almost like they've had a ghost written or they've just written a keynote, give the keynote mm-hmm. and then write that. That's the book.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so I'd read a lot of it, But that's when my plans changed to go overseas. Oh, sorry, to go plans changed going to Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And I had big plans for my reading. But I've started reading. Mm-hmm. Georgie Boy gave us all some books. And so I'm going to get through all of George's books at some point. But yeah.
The excuses are interesting. I mean, you pulled me up on Friday because I was pissed off that I didn't have a big cup.
Well, you're talking about your water and you're talking about wanting to drink more water. And all I hear is, I need a big glass.
Yeah. So I was looking online, the size that I want, I had it once in the US, America, you know.
Yeah, they do it big over there, you know.
32 ounce, like big, like, so when, like the diners
don't
and
say
stuff,
32 ounce, like you know how much is in that.
I don't. No, yeah, exactly. I know. So I know the physicality of it. I did look it up. It's close to a liter. It's over 900 mils, 32 ounces.
Okay.
It's fucking huge. But one thing that I do like about the US.
Tell me, mate.
is the water situation. Like they're sort of, they get tips and all that sort of thing. They're very good at making sure your glass is filled, but also they're not giving you, like George and I were talking about it, in Australia, you get hipster glasses. Like it fits, like it's like a shot of water.
Yeah,
whereas in the States, you can fill up on water at a diner. And so anyway, I'm trying to find the perfect cup. There was a cup that one of my favorite fast food places in the US is called Dickie's Barbecue. It's great. It's like they have the big yellow cup.
Mm.
And
like a big slurp.
Yeah. And so you can take it, like you are, I think you pay $1 and you get refills. And I want something like that. I even went onto eBay and found a Super Size Me cup, like a McDonald's one from back in the day.
Yeah.
And so I nearly bought that. But I was spending 15 minutes, like I'd already spent many, many hours at home trying to find something. I found some solution, but I'm trying to find a local solution where I can just go to a fucking Target or Kmart and just pick something up, like a big, like I want it to look like one solution I found at our house was a vase, using a vase. It just seems a bit silly to use a vase.
No, I mean, it's not your problem.
Yeah. And so that's what you were saying. You pointed out the fact that I had a very large 2-liter bottle next to me.
It was on your desk.
Yeah, as I was complaining.
Huge bottle.
But there's something nice about, and if anyone else agrees, let me know, drinking out of a large glass.
Well, office places, there's usually, you've got your glass.
Mm.
I had my mug when I worked in Shep.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't really, like I've had your mug when I worked here. Like I just seem to like everyone else's cups.
Yeah, that's a Tommy Jacket move. Oh, is that a new bottle?
Well, I don't know. I think I just, this was in the car.
Mm-hmm. Where does it come from?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
It came
from my car. I'm definitely more onto it. Like I filled up a bottle of water before we left to take, and when I took Bo to the gardens, because kids, they need water and they can't sort themselves out. Like you've got to provide.
Yeah. But you also don't want to have to keep refilling. So there was a there's a YouTube channel that I watch. So Queen Gronk, Gemma Watts told me about this. Do you know Whitney Port?
No.
Do you know The Hills?
Oh, yeah. Whitney from The Hills. I know.
Yes.
I don't know her as just Whitney.
I said like Whitney Port, her full name.
Yeah, but I don't even know her as Whitney Port. But when you refer
Whitney is in The Hills. So Whitney had another show. Do you remember what that was called?
Meet the Porters?
No. The Port.
Meet the Port?
No. Meet the Ports, it would be, I think. No, The City.
Okay.
So she moved to New York. And so she's in ISO, Whitney and her husband, Timmy, which I think is funny. Timmy's like Tommy. Like, you can't laugh.
Nah, but Timmy.
Timmy is as childish as Tommy. So don't you dare.
Nah.
Yeah, Timmy's like Tommy.
I reckon Timmy's more childish than Tommy. Don't you reckon?
No, I think that you've just revealed a massive blind spot. Timmy is Tommy.
It's not.
It's literally a letter difference, and it's got the Y at the end, which
So there's Timothy, Tim, Timmy.
Yeah. There's Thomas, Tom.
Tommy.
Tommy.
But like Joshy.
Yeah.
Joshua, Josh, Joshy.
Can we start calling me Joshy?
Nah. Does anyone call you that?
I've had it a couple of times.
But Joshy sounds different to Tommy because.
Well, Joshy, I think. I've definitely, I feel like any time
no
anyone's
one's called
me
Joshy. Like no one on the birth certificate is called Joshy, maybe.
And you think people are called Tommy on their birth certificate. Okay. Anyway, Timmy. Little Timmy.
How's little Timmy?
So Timmy and Wit have been watching old episodes of The City and they react
their show,
to them on.
Their show.
So Timmy was a producer on the show.
Was he?
And so they ended up together. But during this time, like when they were doing The City, they weren't together, obviously. And so Whitney was dating all these other people. There's a like, it is such a good, such a good show.
And so you've been binging this?
Yes.
What's Brina. It on?
And
what's
so it on? It's, so we bought it on iTunes.
That's a commitment.
On TV shows or whatever. But then you can just watch the reactions, which are just as good just watching them on their own. But what we've been doing is watching the whole thing. And then watching the reaction. And it's great content. It's very good. But anyway, the reason I bring this up is because I'm always jealous. They have really large cups that they just sit and watch TV and they're drinking water and it's got ice.
Can you? So they're see-through? They're not branded?
Yes. They're glass. Okay. But they're big.
Yeah.
Because the problem is that if they're small, this is what I do. Like if I'm at home and I need a glass of water, I fill up the glass of water, scull it. And then refill because I know always. That by the time I
get to the couch,
I'm going to want to drink again. Yes,
exactly. I do the exact same.
And so we need to fill, like just a bigger fucking cup.
That is.
I even
that
thought
is
about
true.
Like a big cup company,
big media cup.
No, but I think that if we could get, did I just George?
Yeah, George laughs at my jokes. That's
how it was that one, or maybe he's on a delay.
No, maybe
the. It would be great to have the Daily Talk Show in a massive cup.
A big cup. Like, is that what you've this thing has gone full circle. You're like, you get your cup because now it's a branded cup.
Well, no. So, no, I'm just thinking about if we're going to be the cup company, the big cup company, we might as well brand them.
Is there? Have you looked that up?
I haven't looked it up.
Big cup company, as if that isn't around. Big cup company.
Do you think we should start it? We just do big cups.
There's already a business called
really?
Big Cup Company, and they're in. Oh no, that's not them.
Big is the domain name available? Big Cup.
I think they're in Box Hill. Big Cup Coffee, Big Cup Cafe. I know your problem. I know the problem you're trying to solve. It's spot on.
So big.
They just
cup
can't
company.
Look ugly. Or do you want them to be like retro looking?
Yeah, bigcupcompany.com is available.
Is it? And so they just sell big cups.
That's what we could do, yeah.
You get a big.
And the tagline could be.
Big thirst? You need a big cup.
Big hydration for big goals. Yeah?
Yeah, I like it.
We could put a Rum Dust quote on it.
Yeah. Be here now.
Yeah. What could we do? What do you think?
Or a Josh Jansen quote
no,
on
so
it.
Big Cup Company. So, guys, if you go to Big Cup Company today, bigcupcompany.com, you can buy the only new merch for the Daily Talk Show, which is the Daily Talk Show cup. Yes?
With our logo.
Yes.
How long is this going to take you today? Because you had a few other things on.
But I'm planning my day.
So. And you got tomorrow off, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would drink out of a big cup.
Okay.
There's a few things. Yeah, look, let's forget all the barriers.
Yeah. Well, I know what you're going to say. Why not have two smaller cups? But it's a pain in the ass.
Nah, I'm all for a big cup.
Okay.
There's something indulgent about a guy just slurping at a big
you
cup.
You don't want to. I think the point that Jess was making is all of a sudden you have to worry about your laptop.
Oh, as it's on your desk.
We just do daily backups.
Do we?
Huh? No, we will on our laptops. Yeah. We back up all of our footage. We're not animals.
Oh, anyway.
Right.
Big cup.
Big cunt company.
Bigcupcompany.com.
Yeah.
It's a great domain.
Yeah, it is good. All right. It's a Daily Talk Show. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.